Is service according to our nature selfishness? Yes, it is enlightened selfishness. Because that way you could say whole of Varnashram is selfishness. A Brahmana is told not to do Brahminical duties. A Kshatriya is told to do Kshatriya duties. Krishna very strongly says, Shreyan Swadharmo Viguna Paradharma Samushtuta. Twice he says the same thing. Better do your duty according to nature, don't do someone else's duty. Even if you get defeated and destroyed while doing your own duty, that's better than prosperity in doing, or rather, even adversity in one's own duty is preferable than doing someone else's duty. So, the process of bhakti or even the process of selflessness does not mean that the self has to be miserable. Selflessness necessarily means that the self gets short-term pleasure, the self gets long-term pleasure. And we pursue the things that give us long-term pleasure instead of pursuing those things which give us short-term pleasure. So, doing what we like to do is maybe according to some it is a lower level of surrender possible, but the practical reality is that if we look at our first generation, some devotees who have survived and they have become great souls, but as those who have become our spiritual masters or sannyasis, gurus, we'll see each of them is an individual in their own right. And each of them is serving according to their mood, their inspiration, their nature. And they also discovered this over a period of time. And there's a large number of people who just couldn't continue. And large number of Srila Prabhupada disciples are no longer in the movement for various reasons. The thing is that we see that those who have sustained, those who have advanced, even after becoming advanced, they are not just following one stereotype. They are all doing according to their inspiration. Each spiritual master is serving in their own way. So, even at a very advanced stage, also one's individuality and service according to one's individual inspiration remains. So, what to speak of at our level, where our conditioned nature is much, much, much stronger? How can we be expected to just put aside our conditioned nature entirely? So, usually it's a matter of discussion and negotiation by which you can find out this is what the movement needs, this is what the institution needs, this is what the individual needs. So, ideally, the two overlap, that is the best. And we stay as situated ourselves in the intersection of the two. Sometimes we may do something more for which is really not, which is not really of interest, but the institution requires it to do it. And sometimes we may do something which is just for our growth, for which there may not be immediate institutional contribution. So, for example, somebody learns Sanskrit. Now, is there any immediate contribution to that for the institutional outreach? Not really. But as one learns Sanskrit, and then after that, one starts preaching, one's preaching gets more authority, one becomes more authentic in one's understanding of scripture and a teaching of scripture, that's very good. So, we shouldn't do anything which is directly in defiance of our authorities. But at the same time, we should also not think that selfless service means suppression of our own nature. It's selfless service means that what we would do according to our nature, we do that for Krishna's pleasure. So, if I had been giving public speeches, maybe by my own past nature, I have the capacity to speak in public. But in the past, I would have been delighting in my glory. I give stupid classes. But now, at least I hope that I try to pass on the glory to Krishna and Vaishnavas. So, the selflessness is not necessarily in terms of giving up our nature and doing something else. Selfless means essentially means doing according to our nature, but primarily for Krishna's pleasure. And especially in terms of giving the credit for that to Krishna.